J. Henry, the director of the Utah Department of Public Safety Criminalistics Laboratory, says 15 to 20 years ago, many of the old labs were retrofitted into an office building and they just made it work.
What this facility is a combined facility that was built because we recognized that it might be cheaper if we all got together, all the departments got together and pooled their resources and put them into one combined facility.
Henry says they were finally able to construct a purpose-built facility.
It's built for the crime lab in mind, not an office building first and then, oh, let's put a lab in next, but crime lab first, medical examiner first, Department of Agriculture laboratory first.
Henry says the previous facilities were space challenged and couldn't be remodeled after a certain point. This limited updated equipment from being installed and ultimately limited their productivity, especially with the way public safety is evolving.
We received probably, I would say, I don't know, 300-500% increase in casework since 2009.
Henry says citizens need to realize the lab is designed to support their police departments, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. Then you've got the food and ag laboratory supporting the meat inspectors, making sure the food safety chain is adequate for consumers, along with the medical examiners dealing with an opioid epidemic.
The state of Utah citizens should know that you've got good people here, very competent people here, and if a sample needs to be tested, we'll get it right.
Funding for the $42 million facility came from the Utah General Fund for State Infrastructure Improvement. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.